even eat.
Spinx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
I'm fading it quick because John and I were just talking about something off break, off air. But it's pretty funny because, you know, John's a Steeler fan. He was talking about Bud Dupree and he said, well, he's better than Jarvis Jones was. And I said, do you remember me talking about Jarvis Jones? John was around the area at the time. But you remember Jarvis Jones, Ramona? Do you remember how Kiper and McShay at one point had him number 2 in the draft? And how I just hated him, and the whole world loved him. He was like, you know, 18 million time national or SEC player of the year, and you know, he was God's gift to football. And do you remember how many arguments I got in with Georgia people when I tried to tell the whole world he sucks and that he would never play in the National Football League because he was slow as a three-legged pregnant water buffalo? Do you remember all that? Do you remember? I warned people, John. You weren't here. You didn't hear it. The Steelers didn't hear it either because I could have saved them all the trouble. I warned them. I said, dude is a 4.95 guy. I said, I have studied him on film. He can't run down anything from behind, from the backside. I said, he is slow, slow, slow. And people thought, oh, yeah. No. He had
SEC speed, Walt.
Oh, he was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. And then remember, he had his pro day and his combine, and then he ran like a 4.99 at the combine, and I said, what exactly did I tell you? And then people said, oh yeah, but don't worry, he'll run better at his pro day. He ran worse. The legend of Jarvis Jones, great college player, was never going to amount to anything. I'm sorry, John, it had to happen to your Steelers.
It's all right. That's not the worst draft pick they've made. It's up there. It's not the worst.
So are you telling me that who did you say did this list? Pro Football Focus?
Pro Football Focus. Let me see if I can re-pull it back up here.
And they have Grady Jarrett.
So they did their rendition of like the NFL Top 100.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that they had Grady Jarrett as the 18th best player in the National Football League.
Well, look,
the way he graded out from this past year, 17th for the way he graded out this past season.
Okay, so you're talking about not their ranking of the players, but how they graded.
How they graded, yeah. Sorry, as I'm re-pulling it back up, it's...
All right, that helps to explain that a little, I think, because, you know, I love Grady Jarrett. I don't think on the surface you'd say he's one of the 17 best players in the National Football League. But if you want to say he graded out as one of the 17 or 18 best, then I could see that. You know, look, a lot of these teams are going to have some decisions to make. The Atlanta Falcons already have. They've been involved in cost-cutting maneuvers the last few days, including apparently letting Matt Bryant go and Robert Alford starting corner, because it's an $8 million money save and they have to do something. And in part because the way I see it, you know, they're going to pay Grady Jarrett. I mean, he's a guy that they do not want to let get away. Grady Jarrett's about to go from a $600,000 guy into an entirely new stratosphere economically.
Well, good for him.
But the, you know, the strange part of that is the guy who might actually pay the price for that is Vic Beasley.
Yeah.
In fact, Road Warrior tweeted me earlier today, And I don't know if I can find. Oh, here it is. Here it is. He tweeted me this. He's in that. He's in the Atlanta, Athens area somewhere down there. And he wrote, Clemson fans may find this interesting. If the Falcons release Vic Beasley, they owe him zero. If they pick up the fifth-year option, he gets $12.8 million. Local media saying, no way they'll pay him that. We will see. I don't think they'll pay him it either. I don't. I think it's conceivable Vic Beasley's time in Atlanta is done. And not based on that tweet. Look, here's the thing. And this is, both these guys were tremendous players at Clemson. Vic Beasley was an undersized edge guy who was incredibly explosive in his first step quickness and used that explosiveness to harass quarterbacks. Grady Jarrett was the most underrated player on that football team, the best player on that defense, better than Vic Beasley, and I said that at the time. And Vic got a lot of the attention. The same thing's been true in Atlanta. Grady Jarrett's been the better player. And Vic sort of burst onto the scene after a little bit of a slow start, then had sort of the breakout, but things have slowed for him. You know, there's still a thought that he's not great against the run. And when you're trying to figure out how to handle the salary cap, you know, you're only going to pay guys who have been really productive. Now, I don't know how that Tack McKinley situation, whatever he's going through, mm-hmm. which is... I don't know if that's mental illness, which I think there's been some suggestion that he may be suffering. At least he may need some sort of attention in that regard. And to be clear, I'm saying that in an absolute serious way. He's going through some sort of off-field issue. It's been suggested that he may need some sort of help.
Right.
I mean that in the most serious and solemn way. I'm in no way belittling that condition. And I think that was clear, but I want to double down on the clarity of that anytime I broach a situation like that. But... So I don't know what the Tack McKinley situation is. And if Tack McKinley is not going to be available, then it makes it, I think, a little more difficult to plan to get rid of Vic Beasley in Atlanta.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're going to have to start turning a lot of your draft into the defensive line and their, you know, pass rush. And if you've already got a guy that knows your system and knows what he can do, you know, maybe worth it to pay the option and not have to worry about
it. Yeah, see, look, Brad's a big Clemson fan, and he writes, I love my boy Vic, but honestly, I have to say he's been kind of a letdown. I'm okay with moving on from him. See, I mean, it's a different level, it's a different game, and you have to make decisions. And it would be a little ironic if paying Grady Jarrett sort of compels you to get rid of Vic Beasley.
Right, it would. As we were joking off air, it's like I'd really like him to, you know, replace Bud Dupree and come opposite T.J. Watt, but that's just because there's not enough orange in Pittsburgh, for my opinion. But
again, you know, wherever Vic Beasley goes, he's going to have to. You know, look, maybe a fresh start would help him at mm-hmm. this point, but he's got to pick things up wherever he goes, or Atlanta won't be the only team that decides not to pay him. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, it's just the reality of it. It's a hard business,
yeah.
And the Falcons, like all these teams, you know. These teams like the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles, from a cap space standpoint, are way above the cap. I mean, they are. I forget what's the number. Let me give you the Eagles' number.
It's going to help them with Foles declining that $20 million.
Well, we'll see. I mean, listen. If they decide to franchise Foles, Foles could just elect to stay there, and he could wind up taking like $27 million.
A lot of money for Nick Foles.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of these veteran quarterbacks floating around. And, I mean, what exactly is Nick Foles? He was really good in that system, an RPO heavy system. He was really good in that system. But he still needs to find the right system. And, you know, there are going to be a number of these veteran quarterbacks floating around. For a while, it looked like Andy Dalton might be floating around, but new Cincinnati staff seems to be inclined to want to keep him. But Ryan Tannehill is going to be available. You know, I realize he's had his issues, but a lot of the issues there have been related to the hand that he's been dealt too.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a lot of offensive coordinators. He's had injuries. Could he get a fresh start somewhere else? I mean, could he wind up in a place like, I don't know, who's quarterback in Washington?
I can see him doing all right if he drives up I-95 to Jacksonville even. And he's an upgrade from Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I still think Foles is most likely in Jacksonville, but we'll see. The Eagles are $18.5 million over.
Ooh.
And they've got to be, you've got to be down to the cap number by this legitimate start of free agency on March 13th.
That's a lot of moves they're going to have to make in a month.
You know, and the other team that's in financially strapped from a cap standpoint is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're also $1.6 million over. And then the Vikings are at 6.9 to the positive. They have 6.9 to work with. The Bucks have 8.4. The Bears have 10.6. A lot of that's based on the moves they've already made. The Saints have 10.8. The Dolphins have 12.4. That's not where you would expect that franchise to be.
No.
Given the lack of success.
Lack of talent on that
right,
team.
You would expect their cap situation to be significantly better than that. The Falcons were at 14.4, and that, you know, that may change. The Patriots, 17.86. The Panthers, 18.84. But, you know, look, all these teams, you know, if you just look at the free agency names, and maybe we'll take a look at some of these names, but... Because we're headed towards that process.
Mm-hmm.
But the Patriots are going to have a ton of decisions. Trent Brown, who has sort of anchored the left tackle for them, he's up for grabs. And so are they going to pay Trent Brown?
I've seen somewhere where they're counting on Isaiah Wynn to return from injury and will let Trent Brown walk. For just from a financial standpoint.
Well, I mean, these are the type of moves the Patriots make. Mm-hmm. But you're also going to have the situation at defensive tackle,
right,
where Danny Shelton and Malcolm Brown are both free agents.
Danny Shelton made himself a couple bucks at the Super Bowl too.
He was incredible in the first quarter after not playing for a month. You know, he was dominant in the first quarter of that game. But you know, the Patriots already did pick up David Perry,
mm-hmm,
the former Viking, and. And Perry's about 320 pounds, but you know, Shelton is like 350.
Yeah.
And you just have to wonder, what are the Patriots going to do with those two guys? And every one of these teams is facing these type of situations. The Patriots seem to me have a few more than usual. Like, for example, John, their entire receiving core. Other than Julian Edelman,
yeah,
every other guy is a free agent.
Wow.
Dorsett's a free agent. Hogan's a free agent. They're all free agents. Every other guy, every other receiver is a free agent.
That'd be interesting to see what they do. You know, they haven't exactly, you know, drafted well at the receiver position over the years there. So you would think that they would kind of hit, like, almost, you know, what you would say, the bargain bin in free agency, so to speak. But it'd be interesting to see who that would consist of. And I've read a couple of articles over the last few weeks or so that would where Adam Humphries would make a lot of sense in New England. But, I mean, how many, you know, little, as you said, white bread guys do you want in a receiver core?
Well, look, here's the dilemma with that is that they have Edelman.
Right. So you need two of them. You know, what do you...
Right. I don't necessarily see the Patriots drafting him. Or drafting Hunter Renfro. But when I think about the names, you know, in a way, from a despicable standpoint, what's the most interesting name of a guy who's out there who's available?
Who's currently available or who could be available?
Who's currently available.
Well, I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head right now. Of course I am, because as you posed me this question... Who is it?
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. I was thinking wide receiver, but yeah, no. Yeah, it's Kareem Hunt, for sure.
I mean...
And who does better with character, guys? Anybody. It's the Patriots.
I don't see the Patriots bringing in Kareem Hunt.
Well, they have enough running backs. So they have Sonny Michel, James White, and Burkhead. Yeah,
I don't see them bringing in Kareem Hunt.
I can see Philly.
But I am very curious who will. What'd you say?
I said I could see Philly making a move on him.
See, I'm buying that. I'm buying what you're selling there, John. I think Philadelphia has been trying to get another running back forever. Philadelphia has been trying to get McCoy back for I don't know how long under this administration. So I buy that. If Philadelphia could land Kareem Hunt, I mean, I still think, and I've said this before, I'm not 100% sure that I would have selected the Patriots against Kansas City if they had had Kareem Hunt. And now, again, I think Kansas City did exactly the right thing.
100%,
They did what they should have done, what right-thinking people should do. And now we're going to see who the vile human beings are in the room.
This is always the most fascinating part of free agency is who's willing to, you know, roll the dice on, you know, winning over character.
And you know what it is, John? We're far enough away from it.
A little more than 2 weeks.
Right. We're far enough away from it. And the video, while really terrible and reprehensible, not like in the Ray Rice range of reprehensible.
Right.
You know, on the scale of hitting women, which is all bad, what'd you say, Ramona?
All bad.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. I've said that. How many times have you heard me say that, Ramona? A million times. Nobody's been stronger on this issue. But what I'm saying is, what I'm pointing out is that for teams who are inclined to want to overlook those things, this is a little easier to overlook than the Ray Rice thing for two reasons. One, it's not as reprehensible in terms of what the actual actions were. And two, this guy can play. Ray Rice was coming to the backside, the downside of his career. It's a sad state of affairs, but let me say this. I think Kareem Hunt's going to be playing for somebody soon. I'm really curious to see who the somebody is. Because like I said, then we'll know who the vilest characters in the league are.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Nobody does it like First Class Halt. Listen, the Anderson location now, Greg and Steve are running the Anderson location. Greg has over 25 years of experience with Lexus. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists in the industry, the very best of the best. First Class Halt gives you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance. Who does these things? The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait. Have you listened to the unsolicited testimony that just keeps coming into this show about First Class Halt, the Anderson location? How about this? You're going to love what we do at First Class Halt. This is a brand new, fresh off the press special for you. February specials are here. Get 14%, get it? February 14th, 14% off labor on First Class Halt's previous recommendations. And $100 off any Halt Honda Acura Lexus Toyota timing belt package. Listen, do you know when your timing belt is due? You need to, because if not, your engine's going to be toast. Take advantage, $100 off. That's an additional offer. Both are going on now at both the Greenville and Anderson locations. But listen to this. For the Anderson location, this is only Anderson location only. Get the First Class Halt offer on a diagnostic check of just $99. Trust me when I tell you. Call Anderson and Greenville First Class Halt and Anderson 260-9600 in Greenville 297-1212. I'll be back.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Whether you are building a new home, considering a kitchen remodel, or installing your dream outdoor living space, the Anderson Home and Garden Expo, produced by the Home Builders Association of Anderson, will help you get started. The expo runs Friday, February 8th through Sunday, February 10th at the Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your complimentary tickets at the Home Depot, the Anderson Habitat for Humanity Restore, AgPro, or the Home Builders Association of Anderson. Inspiration awaits.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from Twin Peaks. Hey, everyone, how about this? This is from Ben from Anderson on the text line. He had problems with his wife's car. They did. And he had Greg with First Class Halt repair it. Her Honda had an issue pop up. They took it right in first thing yesterday morning. He got a detailed written estimate in short order. Got it fixed and picked up today. Great job. Great service. Top class shop. They'll be getting all my future Honda business. That's what we're talking right there, people. That's exactly it. That's what we're talking about right there. All right, you want to get in, 654-7627. Let's get to some of these phone calls. It is Ryan, Gator Neal, and Cliff in Spartanburg. Good. Three good callers. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, well, how's it going? This is Ryan from Charleston, South Carolina. My mom and I are big-time fans. Big fans of the show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank
I got a
you,
quick
Ryan.
Question,
appreciate you guys
and
listening.
I got a quick question. I'll take your answer off the air. I'm watching the game last night, very happy with the progress over the last three games, but it seems like Javon White just isn't really cutting it when it comes to replacing Eli from the bench. And I was wondering, do you think it's time or should Brownell start getting Trey Jemison more minutes? Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate the call. Well, actually, I think that Javon White is the guy who's actually coming on. I think Trey Jemison is still having some issues. I mean, Jemison is he's a future. He's a big, agile, athletic guy, but he's been pulled a couple times recently because when he was put in a short-term situation, he made several mistakes that got him pulled out of the game. Whereas Javon White is actually giving you some offense. White's issue, Ryan, is that White primarily at Oral Roberts played in a system where it was a heavy zone defense. And so he had to get used to the physical nature and the nature of Brad Brownell's man-to-man defensive approach and the physical nature of a better league. But I think you're really starting to see signs with him. You know, every time Thomas goes out now in foul trouble, he's coming in, he's giving you some instant offense. He's scoring 6, 7, 8 points. And I think that's what he can give you. He's a guy who's actually quite skilled around the basket. He's athletic, he's agile, he can use both hands around the rim. I think that you're actually going to see more of White this year moving forward. And Jameson's time will come. But I think we saw another example of that the other night about how right now the go-to guy is clearly White if Eli Thomas is in foul trouble or to give him a spell. Gator Neal, how are you? That's a good question though, Ryan.
Hey, Walt, how are you doing? I'm doing great.
Good, Neal.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying. Many people might accuse me of being a homer on account of this call, but you can't say I'm not a man of my word. I said I was going to call in today, and here I am.
That's right. Exactly right.
I can't get over it. I understand the reality, but I don't understand from just kind of a semi-neutral perspective how it is that we have Ty Law make it in the Hall of Fame, and Rondae Barber doesn't even make the top 15.
It's bitter Tampa Bay fan time. I'm sort of with you there. I like Ty Law as a player. I think he's a very good player. Would I have voted
Absolutely.
For him for the Hall of Fame, especially in this grouping? I would not.
Yeah,
understand
it doesn't
your
really
question.
Make sense to me.
Yeah.
When I look at the other selections, you know, especially the one that jumped out to me is Kevin Mawai, who, wow. I mean, one of the greatest offensive linemen in the modern era, absolutely. And he's kind of the standout selection on the list. But at the same time, he is very much in line with a lot of the other selections this year. And Ty Law sort of stands out for the opposite reason. He doesn't really fit in with this group. He's not really, a player who was just two or three heads and shoulders above everyone else in his era. And
it just doesn't make
a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, look, I wouldn't have voted for Kevin Mawai either. I mean, he would have been my fourth offensive line choice. I think he's in based on longevity. You know, it's funny. I get the feeling that we judge the offensive line a little different, a little differently in that we're okay with like a skill position player having like 5 or 6 great years, but in an offensive lineman, we want durability. And I'm not sure why that is, but I'm pretty sure of the reality of it. You know, Gale Sayers had basically 5 years no one ever questioned whether Gale Sayers should be in the Hall of Fame. And so this is the Tony Boselli question. Tony Boselli was basically the best left tackle in football, or one of the two, maybe three best left tackles in football for 6 years. And I think you can make the argument over the six-year period he was the best left tackle in football. But he didn't get a play because, you know, this is fascinating. You'll find this interesting, Neil. Tony Boselli, I can't remember the guy's name he was talking to. It's a guy in my industry, I think. He's been in sports talk for a long time. Bruce Murray. And he's apparently friends with Boselli and you know, has some NFL ties. And he was having a conversation with Boselli about his issue with the Hall of Fame. And Boselli asked him, so you're saying that if I had played three more subpar years, 3 years where I didn't play well because I was injured, but just hung around three more, that you think I would have been voted in? And Murray said, absolutely. Now, to me, that's stupid. And now, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying Bruce Murray's wrong. I actually tend to agree with him on that. I think that if Boselli had played 9 or 10 years, they would have said that. But the problem is, it's the 6 years that he's being judged on. But look, I would have put Steve Hutchinson and Alan Fenneca in, all three of those guys, probably before Kevin Mawa. That's just the way I view it. I'm sorry, Rona. I get your point. You're arguing for your guy, Barbara, and I get it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the two things that put Law in the Hall of Fame so easily, and it's goofy, but here's what they are. Three Super Bowl rings that Tom Brady won, and a recommendation letter from Tom Brady. So I think if Tom Brady never gets in the NFL, Ty Law never gets in the Hall of Fame, and that doesn't really make any sense to me. I mean, you should really go in based on your own merit. That's the whole point. And when there's so much influence from Tom Brady on Ty Law's induction, I'm just kind of like, And Rondé Barber never had Tom Brady as one of his teammates.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Neil. Good job.
Yeah, I'll see you guys after the show.
Sounds good. You know, I first of all, there were some great safeties in this grouping, and that was a problem in itself. But it was a tough grouping. I think the most underrated guy in the whole grouping was Richard Seymour, and I think Seymour is one of the great defensive linemen of the era. But unfortunately for him, he played primarily as a five technique in Belichick's odd front. They moved him around, but he was never in a scheme where he was going to put up big sack numbers, big individual numbers. And that's what people are looking for. People who don't understand film don't understand what talent looks like. I think player one for me in the group would have been Ed Reed.
Right. I think that's almost like there's an understanding at that point.
Well, I think player two for me would have been Gonzalez. But player three for me, I think would have been Richard Seymour. And I think that would shock people. But, you know.
Hey, if Neil can, you know, worry about his Tampa guy not getting in, why didn't Alan Fenneca get in? I don't want to worry about my Steeler guy not getting in. I think he was very deserving.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fenneca's very deserving as well. Look, I like all four of those offensive linemen. I'm just pointing out that Maui got in because of longevity.
Right, yeah.
Boselli did not get in because he's viewed as playing 6 years. Cliff, how are you?
Seymour reminds me of a better Aaron Smith with the Steelers. You know, one of those 3-4 ends that just gobbles up two blockers every play and holds the edge every play and, you know, really controls that side of the field, but, you know, doesn't rack up tackles or sacks or, you know, just gets lost in the stat world that we live in.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was all of that, Cliff. I mean, he was also incredibly disruptive when they needed him to be. That's sort of the point with him. I mean, he was as versatile a defensive lineman as there has been in the era. And he was dominant. Yeah. I mean, he was a dominant, he was a physically dominant guy. But he's going to be ignored because he's not, you know, what we're looking for is we want the guy who had, 120 sacks, you know.
Yeah, yeah. People will remember Elvis Dumervil over him, you know.
Right, right.
Well, with them, just real quick on the NBA trade deadline, you know, it's nice to see the conferences kind of rebalancing after 20 years of Western dominance. I really like the moves all four of the top teams in the East made. And this kind of sounds crazy, Walt, but to me the Bucks are not only my favorite to come out of the East, but the Bucks are my favorite, or to me the best team to match up with Golden State since Kyrie was with Cleveland. They're so deep, you know. I think, you know, Antetokounmpo is the man. You know, he's reached alpha status one. And, you know, Oldenhauser had the Hawks playing some great ball a couple years ago. And the Bucks are playing the same way. You know, well-defined roles. They play six or seven guys off the bench. And I think they have the guard depth to throw at Curry and Thompson. I think, you know, Greek Freak can match up with Durant. And they've got some versatile bigs with Lopez and now Mirotić, both guys who can step out and shoot threes. And I think their bench is going to really dominate any second unit they go against in the playoffs, Walt. So, you know, give me the Bucks not only to come in the East, but to stretch Golden State farther than most anyone would expect them to.
Yeah, you know, I don't disagree with anything you said, Cliff. I mean, I think the Bucks have been incredible all year, and maybe in some ways the biggest surprise of the season. Not that they didn't have playoff aspirations and expectations of success, but I think they've really succeeded what or surpassed what most people would have expected for them coming in. So. I tend to agree with that. I think that they do present a lot of matchup difficulties, and they do have depth, and they can shoot the ball, and they have the freakiest of all the freaks in the NBA. So there's a lot to like there, Cliff. I don't dispute that.
Yeah, and you know, they're playing that team ball like baby Spurs. You know, he's a Popovich guy, yeah. And it's really elevated Brogdon. You know, I wasn't really sure how great, good of an NBA player he'd be, but in that kind of system, you know, coming from the system he came in college, I mean, he's a matchup problem for a lot of people, Walt. So I'll jump off with this. I'm trying to find. Go ahead.
He's the guy I was wrong about. And thinking about recent years in terms of evaluations, he's the guy I was wrong about. Malcolm Brogdon has been a much better pro than I ever anticipated. I actually anticipated his career sort of dying out after he left Virginia, but the exact opposite has happened.
Yeah, I thought he was a 3-and-D guy that couldn't shoot threes, but again, in this system, he's really elevated. I'll jump off Walt. I'm trying to find teams in late first, you know, early second that need a wide receiver and have multiple picks in that. And I'm coming up with Oakland and Indy and maybe Cleveland. I'll hear your thoughts. Have a good one.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you. All right, I'll address that on the other side. Don't let me forget that. That's a Stanford-specific player. Let me tell you about my friends at Absolute Waste Management. You got junk? Absolute Waste Management specializes in residential and commercial waste, removal services for bulky unwanted items like furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, and more. They offer clean-out services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidations, foreclosures. They also offer business clean-outs of stock rooms, old unused equipment, apartment cleanouts, barns, outbuildings, storage units, anything that you need to be cleaned out, my friends at Absolute Waste Management are ready and waiting to clean it out. Stop tripping over it. Stop stepping around it. Stop ignoring it. Get rid of it. They'll get your job done quick, locally owned and operated, no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. This is Absolute Waste Management. Call them today, 864-266-7131, 864-266-7131. 864-266-7131. Tell them I sent you. I've already had all sorts of people write me and tell me what a great job they do. You'll think so too. Call them. Tell them I sent you. We'll be back.
This Saturday, the Tigers come back home to Little John Coliseum as Buzz Williams brings his Virginia Tech Hokies team down to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in this key ACC matchup. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. for a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. We're live from Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors so you won't miss a second of the action. And the food is the biggest surprise of the whole place. Is it not, John?
It's delicious here.
The food is the biggest shock. I hear that everywhere I go. The food is the biggest, and they're always tweaking the menu. They're always coming up with creative new things. This is Twin Peaks. Come on out and hang out. It's absolutely incredible. And don't forget, you're going to have Valentine's Day week at Twin Peaks, too, which always means something special at Twin Peaks. So come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening, live for the Peaks. I lost a couple of people there. You can get back in if you want. 654-7627 for you. Now is a good time to get in if you want to join the conversation. You know, I was looking around, John, the NFL, thinking about the draft, and you know, the Chicago Bears only have one pick in the first three rounds. They have pick number 87. Of course, you know, they the reason for that is because the incredible acquisitions that they've made.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like they're missing out on something. Quite the contrary. However, the Vegas/Oakland Raiders, who, by the way, still have no place to play football.
/San Francisco/
Yeah, right. We still have absolutely no place to play football. And it seems like more and more people are turning them down.
Right. I thought they had an agreement with the San Francisco Giants stadium. Did that fall through?
They have no agreement as of now.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw there was something, or they were working on something.
Unless it happened late today.
No. Oh, it hasn't happened today.
No.
Okay.
Quite the contrary. They've been getting turned down, so they don't really know where they're going to be playing football. And at some point, relatively soon, they may want to figure that out before the answer becomes Mexico City.
UNLV might host them.
No, I think I don't know. We'll see what happens with that situation. But as of now, they have no place to play. But here's what they do have, John. They have picks number 4, 24, 27, 35, and 66. I'm not talking about rounds 4 or beyond. I'm talking about first three rounds.
All right.
4, 24, 27, 35, 66. What do you want to do with those picks, John?
I think they need to make an upgrade on the offensive line. I think they need to find a pass rusher to replace Khalil Mack because for some reason they decided to let him walk. I mean, I get from the financial side of things, but you know, we don't need to dive into that. They definitely need some offensive skill players because Jordy Nelson's not exactly getting any younger. That would be right where I would probably start with my first three picks if I were them. Offensive line, pass rush, and wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, again, I think it starts with pass rush and receiver, and that if they you know, they have got to fix that defense, and they let too many pieces go, and this is an elite defensive lineman draft. So if you're up at the top of it, you can, and especially with the number of picks that the Raiders have, you can really target and probably acquire any guy you wanted. So if they coveted Nick Bosa, for example, they certainly have the ammunition to go get him.
Right.
If that's the guy that they coveted. I think certainly they're going to have to do something at wide receiver in the absence of Amari Cooper. You know, and they're running a West Coast offense, and Gruden prefers these bigger receivers. But, you know, this is a fascinating test case with Gruden because to date, John Gruden looks like an absolute idiot. He looks like a guy who has no idea how to run an NFL team, no concept of a salary cap, no concept of anything in relation to the way the game is played, stylistically, scheme-wise, any other way. The Raiders have to hope that you just haven't seen the best of him yet. Because they are locked in for a decade with this cat.
Only 9 more years.
Right. They have to hope that he really is smarter than everyone. You just haven't seen it yet. And that he has some master plan. To date, though, he doesn't seem like he has a master plan. He seems like he's gotten rid of his best players. Some of it was salary related. And then the other question is he at odds with his own quarterback, Derek Carr? And when you start thinking about what they need at draft time, is filling that position part of the equation? Is Derek Carr a guy who is eventually going to wind up on the open market?
I could very well see him. They could use him as a trade piece around draft time. And you know, the biggest issue with Derek Carr, though, is you know, there's only a handful of teams that can pick up that contract. you know, I mean, well, he's one of the highest paid players in the league. That's, you know, not exactly something every team can swallow, but if they are at odds, then I think it would be in the best interest of both parties. If he's going to start fresh at every other position, then why not quarterback?
Okay,
I like Derek Carr.
What
but
if
I,
he becomes? What if Carr becomes available? What if Carr, you know, I mean, when you look at some of these other veteran quarterbacks
right.
that are going to be available, the Ryan Finleys, the Joe Flaccos, the Nick Foles. Again, there was some rumor about Andy Dalton, but that may have been squashed. We'll see. Amongst that group of guys, which of those quarterbacks would you take?
I think it all depends on the system you're trying to run. Truly, if you're looking for someone who can be a true pocket passer and can kind of facilitate, and you know you have a rookie coming in behind him, I would take a one-year flyer on a guy like Joe Flacco. I would. I would, you know, Nick Foles, I think you're going to have to worry about a bidding war for him. So I think that could be a bit of an issue. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys.
Bidding war.
Let's be honest. Nick Foles has played very well in the Eagles system. So everyone's going to think, just kind of like last year, where the Broncos overpaid to get Case Keenum. Someone is going to overpay because they
and
are so
the Vikings
desperate.
Vikings may have overpaid to get Kirk Cousins.
Exactly, exactly. So people are desperate to get the right quarterback, and they're willing to pay ridiculous sums of money for a guy who have one good year in a particular system. And let's not act like Nick Foles just got drafted by Doug Peterson. He was okay in Philly the first time, and he was an absolute disaster in St. Louis. And he was almost out of the league.
That's what would concern me.
Absolutely. That's why I don't understand this giant hype about Nick Foles and the $20 million option and all these crazy things with him. I don't get it.
The youngest of those quarterbacks off the top of my head would be Derek Carr if he was available.
Right. But you'd have to deal with the contract.
Without regard for system, if one of those guys is available or if you have a need at the position, who do you want?
Or between Derek Carr, Nick
Foles. I don't think there's a dramatic difference in terms of style of play, overall athleticism of that group of quarterbacks. That group of quarterbacks are all primarily pocket passers. That's sort of what they are. You know, Dalton may have a little more mobility, at least from a collegiate standpoint, but it's not applicable at the NFL level.
Andy Dalton's also 30 years old. He's, you know, yeah. past
well,
that mobility.
But they all are. Foles is 30 years old.
Right.
So the youngest one in the bunch, off the top of my head, is Carr. So
yes, by a few years.
So which of those guys would you want?
If you can make the financial side of things work, I would pick Derek Carr.
I would tend to, too. And
it's just, do you want to pay $25 million a year to a guy?
Well, hey, listen. You know what, John? That's the going rate for a competent quarterback. That's the rate. That's what you have to pay.
Right, but I mean, with some of these teams that we, you know, we were just talking in the last segment of prior about these salary cap situations, I didn't hear a team where it was 25 was in that number. So they'd have to do a lot of finagling and a lot of moving around in order to make that work. That's where I think the biggest issue for the Raiders to let Derek Carr go or to find a trade partner for him is going to be to find a team that can take on that contract.
But if you need a quarterback, you need a quarterback. I mean, there's...
No, I don't disagree with that. I think it's just, I think the market for Derek Carr is a lot more limited than the rest of these guys due to the, you know, with because if Nick Foles gets out of there, he's a free agent. Flacco leaves, he's a free agent. You know, drawing a blank on some of these other names is because they're all not that great, but they all have contracts you can negotiate. Derek Carr, you have to trade and go get. I don't think they're just going to let him walk. I guess is the point that I'm trying to make. I think there's going to be a lot more financial wheeling and dealing.
Who knows with John Gruden to this point, in all honesty, but I don't know. I would think that Carr would be very attractive to somebody. If he's on the open market, I think perhaps even more so than some of those other quarterbacks.
I think if you're Jacksonville and you can maybe package like Malik Jackson and a bunch of picks because he has a huge contract they need to get rid of anyways, and, you know, maybe put one other of those big contracts they have in there.
Well, look, here's
that would be a move that would make sense.
Look, here it is. You have the Giants, the Jags. These are my little notes on it. The Giants, the Jags, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins. There are not as many teams right at the top in picking this year's draft in terms of the order that need quarterbacks. But the teams I just listed all need quarterbacks, although the Miami Dolphins seem to be not so sure that they need one, because adding a quarterback right now might interfere with their alleged plan of built-in obsolescence, i.e. tanking.
Right. No, I think out of all those situations, if we're looking at the draft, I think that Haskins to the Giants, if there's no trades, because, you know, right now in February, it's hard to predict draft trades 2 months in advance. But I think Haskins to the Giants is almost a lock in my mind. When we do our mock draft, here's a little hint, I'm going to have Haskins going six to the Giants. So I don't see them, you know, making any other moves in the quarterback market. And so when you look at the rest of those teams, I think the Jaguars.
The problem there, though, John, is that the Giants may have a need at the position, but these other teams that have needs at the position may also be in that same market for Haskins. And so, and because the teams at the front of the draft are more apt to go defensive linemen, you could certainly see those teams trade out if they can still get their guy. Therefore, what I'm saying to you is, for example, I'm already hearing internally that Denver might want to trade up to three.
They're going to try to get Haskins.
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps. And so what I'm saying is I don't think it's a lock that the Giants may covet Haskins, but there's a good chance they're not the only one that does.
Right.
And so, you know, I think a lot remains to be seen in terms of that. We'll get back to this. Scott and Easley, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about my friends at Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of a face. No cuts, burns, ever with the Harry shave. That's what it is. Look, join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use promo code WALT at harrys.com. It can't get any easier. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for gimmicks. Stupid things like razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or hands that look like spaceships. These have nothing to do with a quality shave. Harry's knew there was a better way. They bought the German factory. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set with Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. You get a razor, weighted handle, foamy shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Go to harrys.com. Use promo code WALT to claim your offer. We'll be back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This Saturday, the Tigers come back home to Little John Coliseum as Buzz Williams brings his Virginia Tech Hokies team down to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in this key ACC matchup. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. for a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
We Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend, surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza at participating locations plus tax.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare.